弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们应该大部分我们都在六月份夏令会的时候刚见过。
We've seen each other in the conference in the
room. 感谢主，我们很快又相见了。
Thank the Lord, we've seen each other now.
我这一次来心里的一个负担是想要讲以利亚的一个故事。
I have a burden to share the story of Elijah.
我们在座有我们刚从 Austin 来的弟兄姊妹他们可能刚听过。
There's a brother that just came from Austin.
我在我们那边的时候用九次的时间讲以利亚的故事。
I shared 9 times over there about Elijah.
那我今天跟你们讲一个浓缩版。
I just summarize today.
所以我好不好我们请大家我们先翻到圣经列王记上19章
First King chapter 19
列王记上19章我想我们可不可以请大家我们一起来读从19节到21节
First King chapter 19 from verse 19 to 21 Let's read together
好于是以利亚离开那里走了遇见沙法的儿子以利沙耕地在他前头有12对牛自己赶着第12对以利亚到他那里去将自己的外衣搭在他身上以利沙就离开牛跑到以利亚那里说求你容我先与我父母亲嘴然后我便跟随你以利亚对他说你回去吧我向你做了什么呢以利沙宰了一对牛用套牛的器具煮肉给牛吃随后就起身跟随以利亚服侍他好我们请再翻到列王记下第三章
Second King chapter 3
列王记下章我们念一处在第十一节
In verse 11
约沙法说这里不是有耶和华的先知吗我们可以托他求问耶和华以色列王的一个臣子回答说这里有沙法的儿子以利沙就是从前服侍以利亚的这边我请大家注意看小字从前服侍以利亚的原文作倒水在以利亚的手上的。
And the notes said that Elisha poured water on the hands of Elisha poured water in the hands of Elisha.
好，我们请翻到第二章，《列王记下》第二章。
Chapter 2.
第二章我们要从第一节一到15节。
We'll read from verse 1 to 15.
我想我们就请弟兄一节，姊妹一节，我们把第二章一到十五节念过来。
We'll alternate between brothers and sisters.
好，弟兄请。
Let's start with brothers.
耶和华要用旋风接以利亚升天的时候，以利亚与以利沙从吉甲前往。
Elisha and Elisha stayed here, pleased for the Lord to send him as far as Bethel. But Elisha said, As the Lord gives says, your shall live, I will not leave you. So they went on to Bethel.
To Bethel의 先知们出来见以利沙，对他说，耶和华今日要接你的师父离开你。你知道不知道他说我知道不要作声
Elisha said to him Elisha please stay here for the Lord has set you in Jericho but he said as you yourself live I will not leave you so they came to Jericho.
住耶利哥的先知门徒就近以利沙，对他说，耶和华今日要接你的师父离开你，你知道不知道？他说，我知道，你们不要作声。
Then Elisha said to him, please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan. And he said, as the Lord lives and yourself live, I will not leave you. So the two of them went on.
有先知门徒去了五十人，远远地站在他们对面，二人在约旦河边站住。
Elisha took his mantle and folded it together in his mortars, and they were divided here and there. So the two crossed over.
之后，以利亚对以利沙说：“我未曾被接去离开你，你要我为你做什么，只管求我。”以利沙说。愿感动你的灵加倍的感动我。
He said, you have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so.
他们正走着说话，忽有火车火马将二人隔开，以利亚就乘旋风升天去了。以后不他拾起以利亚身上掉下来的外衣回去站在约旦河边住耶利哥的先知门徒对从对面看见他，就说：“感动以利亚的灵，感动以利沙了。”他们就来迎接他，在他面前俯伏在地。好，我们圣经就读到这里，请我们低头再有点祷告。
Let's pray。
亲爱的主，我们实在是恭敬，把这段时间仰望在你的手中。
Dear Heavenly, we commit these times into your hand。
主，我们实在是知道，你如果不说话，我们在这里都是枉然。
If you do not speak to us, we are here in vain.
主啊，我们实在是求你从以利亚的这一个故事当中，主啊，你来向我们打开你的心意。
We ask you to show us your will through the story of Elijah.
主啊，我们实在是要求你越过你仆人的软弱，主啊，你用圣灵在我们个人的心中向我们来说话。
Overcome our weaknesses and speak to our hearts.
主，我们赞美你。
We praise you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name, we
pray. Amen. 好。我想我可能要先假设你对以利亚的故事稍微有一点点知道。
I have to make the assumption that you know something about Elijah.
以利亚的故事对很多读圣经的弟兄姊妹来说都是非常让人注意的一个故事。
The story of Elisha.Allows people to pay attention to.
我们看到在圣经里面他的故事好像不是特别长，但是呢却非常的重要。
The story is not long, but it's very important.
我们也知道当我们的主他在变化山上的时候啊，这个有两个旧约时代的这个圣徒显现，那其中一位就是以利亚。
When the Lord was on the Transfiguration Mountain, he saw two figures from the Old Testament. One of them is Elijah.
Sorry. 他代表着旧约的先知。
He represented prophets in the Old Testament.
所以我们在读以利沙的时候，我们发觉这里面有非常传奇的部分。
We see some marvelous things in his stories.
我们也看到他非常有人性的一部分。
They're human nature.
我们看到这个以利亚他也不是铁人啊。
We see that he's not an iron man.
所以我们看到说，在以利亚的身上，我们的神有很多的心意放在他身上，让我们来学习。
Our Lord has a will on Elijah so that we can learn from him.
那我盼望今天我们可以来讲一讲他的故事。
I hope to share the story of Elijah.
首先我们要看以利亚这个人，他的名字以利亚这个名字的意思是什么。
We want to learn what is the meaning of Elijah, the name.
他的名字的意思就是耶和华是神。
The name of Elijah means the Lord is God.
那这一句这一个名字在当时那个时代是这个很不好的很不是说很不好，应该说很危险的一个名字。
At that time to have a name like this is very dangerous.
因为在当时亚哈做王的时候，他娶了西顿皇后这个基别以后，他们离弃神去拜偶像。
The king at that time worshipped idol.
他们不但拜他们这个迦南地这个的偶像，他们还把这个西顿的这个外邦偶像也引进来一起拜。
He not only worshipped the idols, local idols, he will import other idols from foreign lands.
而且我们知道这个耶西别他要杀耶和华的先知。
We know that Jezebel wants to kill the prophets of the Lord.
也就是说那个在那个时代，当大家都说我们有这个神有那个神，我们有这一个本地神有那一个外邦神的时候，这个时候你说耶和华是神，在当时是非常危险的一件事情。
In that generation, they have so many idols to worship, and they claim those are gods, but yet you name yourself as Lord is God. That's very dangerous.
但是我们看到以利亚在当时这个时代，就是跟所有的以色列的百姓，从君王到下面所有的百姓，为一个鲜明的对比。
He is the contradictory of from the king to the people.What his name represents.
也就是说，大家都说，或者我应该这样讲，在应该是列王记上十九章那边对不起，应该是十八章的时候，那边他讲说，他说当时众民是心怀两意。
At this time, the First King chapter 19 tells us the people has two minds.
也就是说，当他们问他说，他问众民说，你们当如果耶和华是神，就当拜耶和华；若巴利是神，就当拜巴利的时候，大家都保持沉默，不表态。
At that time, they asked, "Is Jehovah is Lord? You worship him, or Baal is God? You then you worship him?" But no one say anything.
他那边讲说，众民通通不，也就是说，只有。以利亚一个人在那边说耶和华是神，然后那边有巴利的四百五十个先知说巴利是神，然后众民呢他们不表态。
No one will say anything except Elijah would claim that the Lord is God, but the prophets of Baal would claim that Baal is God.
以利亚说，你们心怀二意要到几时呢？
Elijah said, you have two minds, when will you change?
所以我们看到说，在当时他与所有的百姓神的百姓呢，成为一个很强烈的对比。
He's totally different than the people.
甚至到列王记下的时候，我们知道这个亚哈谢王他这个从栏杆上摔下来受伤以后呢，他还要派人去问这个以格伦神巴利西卜。
在哪一章？
列王记下第一章第六节。
A man came to the Mia's dad at Go.
就是一个人是巴利西卜。
One of the king, he fell down, and then.
那个时候呢，这个亚哈谢呢，他这个。以利亚对亚哈谢说了一句话，说岂因以色列中没有神吗？
Elijah told the king, said that, "Is there no God among you?"
Yeah. 或许我这样讲好了，就是说，在当时来讲，不但是前面的王，连他的儿子到了。受重伤要有这个快要死的时候呢，他不去问求问以色列的神，他去求问外邦神。
When he was hurt, he did not ask for healing from the God of Israel, but he asked for from
他的眼中呢是好像没有耶和华神存在一样。
In his sight, there's the Lord God does not exist.
但是就在这样的一个时代背景里面，我们看到以利亚他站在那边，他跟众人做一个见证，就是说耶和华是神。
In that generation, Elijah bore the testimony that the Lord is God.
他不但是他的名字见证耶和华是神，而且他的行动也证明印证说耶和华是神。
Not only his name bear testimony for the Lord is God, and his action also.
因为他怎么讲，把神当神来看。
He treat God as God.
神跟他讲说你去这，他就去那儿。你神跟他说你去那儿，他就去那儿。
Wherever God tells him to go, he would.
我们刚刚在读这一段第二章的时候，有一句话一直出现，就是说耶和华差我往某这个哪里去。或者往伯特利，或者往利哥啊，耶和华差我往哪里，他就去。
There's a phrase that wherever the Lord sends me, I will go.
也就是说，我们今天常常说主啊，主啊，我们今天说主啊，你是我们的王，但是呢，我们常常不听话的。
We always pray that the Lord, you are our King, but we never listen to him.
但是以利亚这个人，你发觉他一直都是神说什么，他就是去做。
But Elijah is the man that will listen to whatever God commands him to do.
对他来讲，神是神。
To him, God is the Lord.
神是他的王。
God is his king.
他听命，他顺从，他忠心。
He's faithful and trust and obey his command.
那在这一章里面，我们今天要读的这一章这个第二章一到十五节里面，我们就来看他啊，他走一条路，我想要叫做升天的道路。
I want to call this way that Elisha is walking is the ascending way.
这一条路可以说是把他所有的故事做了一个浓缩。
This ascending way has summarized his.
那这一章开始就讲到说，以利亚他从吉甲要开始要出发。
In the beginning, he tells us Elisha would start from Gilgal.
然后他要到伯特利。
Then he'll go to.Bethel.
然后他要到耶利哥。
Then he reaches Jericho.
然后他要过了约旦河。
Then he crossed the river Jordan.
然后我们就知道他被接升天了。
Then we know that he was received to heaven.
这一段记载里面好像给我们看到以利亚他的这一生的一个缩影。
This is a shadow of Elijah's life.
所以我们就用这四个站，我们来稍微看一下这一段故事。
We'll use these four portions to look at his stories.
首先，他从吉甲出发。
He starts at Gilgal.
我们知道，在圣经里面，我们看到吉甲的时候，那个是在这个约书亚记第四章跟第五章那边。
We see a mention of Gilgal is in Joshua chapter 4 and 5.
特别在那边告诉我们说，以色列过了约旦河进入迦南地的这一代的以色列人呢，他们在吉甲这个地方受了割礼。
We see that in Joshua chapter 5 tells us people who the Israelites crosses the river Jordan and receive the second circumcision at Gilgal.
他们在这里受割礼，那神在那边讲了一句话说。我把他们身上埃及的羞辱滚去了。
At that time, the Lord says to Joshua, "I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt."
那我们知道，在这里这个他们那一代的以色列人在那边受割礼的时候，神讲了这一句话过去以往他们从埃及出来，那身上带了一些东西，现在神把这个东西除掉了，这个叫埃及的羞辱。
The Israelite has brought something when they exiled from Egypt, that is called reproach of Egypt.
那这个羞辱到底是什么呢？
The reproach.
那我们知道，在以利亚的身上，他给我们看到说，神用，特别是在十七章列王记上十七章的时候那边有一直给我们看到说，他在。训练以利亚这一个人能够成为一个合用的器皿的时候，他有一些有一段故事。
When in First King chapter 17, he told us some story that how the Lord trains Elijah to be the vessel that he can use.
首先，我们常常会觉得说以利亚是跟我们不一样的人。
We often think Elisha is different from us.
啊，那我们今天的话来讲话，这种人叫超级基督徒。
We call these kind of people super Christian.
啊，这种人好像没什么感觉的。
They don't feel anything.
他好像不会犯罪。
They will not sin.
啊，他没有肉体一样。
They have no flesh.
但是圣经上给我们看到说他不是这样的。
But the Bible tells us he's not like that.
因为雅各书告诉我们说他是与我们有一样性情的人。
In Jacob tells us he is a man with our nature. In James.
他是我们和我们一样有一样性情的人。
He's with a nature like ours.
是说他这个人就不受罪我们这个罪的捆绑。
Doesn't mean that he's not bound by sin.
所以神用很多的环境来训练他。
So the Lord used many circumstances to train him.
那我们知道他一开始在这个他就在这边称他说是寄居在基列的人。
First he was called that he's a sojourner at Gilgal.
Yeah.
基列。
没关系，他是寄居的人。
He's a sojourner.
也就是说你知道我们这些人大部分我们都是从也许从中国大陆从台湾或者从什么地方来到美国的。
We came from China or Taiwan.
从一个角度来讲我们也像是寄居的人。
From one aspect that we might be a sojourner.
但是我们的目标呢都不是要一直做过寄居的生活。
Our goal is not to be a sojourner for the rest of our lives.
这个我们说的时候呢我们可能住个 apartment.
When we are in, we might live in an apartment.
等工作稳定了以后呢，我们总是想要这个买个房子。
After we have job, then we will purchase a home.
我们总要想要成家。
We will get married.
我们的目标好像就是说，我们要在这边定居下来。
Our goal is to have a steady life here.
但是神在训练以利亚的时候，他让他一直做一个寄居的人。
But when the Lord trains Elisha, he will.Make him to be a sojourner.
一个寄居的人，他没有，他不会被这个世界所收买。
A sojourner will not be bought by the world.
我们今天很多时候，我们这个心里面想这个想那个如果说这个有一些试探的话呢，我们可能就上了这个仇敌的当。
Maybe we will be defeated by the temptation from the evil one.
因为我们里面有许多的想要。
Maybe we have so many wants in us.
对这个的想要。
The want from this world.
所以呢，这个人呢，有的时候不知不觉，我们在我们的身上呢，就贴了个标价。
And then we have a pricing on us.
也就是说，这个世界你出个价码，价码对的时候呢，可以卖给你。
When the price is right, we will be sold to the world.
犹大为30块。这个30块钱
Judah sold himself for 30
我们可能
pieces of gold
没那么便宜
Maybe we are not so cheap
有人也许300块
Maybe some will pay 300
有人可能300万
Maybe 30,000 300,000
3 million 有人可能一个漂亮的太太
Maybe you have a beautiful wife
有的人可能一个更高的地位
Maybe you are a high position
甚至是教会里的地位
Even a position in the church
我们就卖了
We will sell ourselves
但是对以利亚来讲他这个人是寄居的人也就是他不恋慕这地上所有的
But to Elijah he's not the world, he does not belong to the world He would not long for the things of the world
神训练他做一个寄居的人
The Lord trains him to be a sojourner
他身上是没有标价的。
He has, there's no price.
这个世界不可能收买他的。
The world cannot buy him.
而且呢，这个神还要训练他的信心。
And the Lord will train his faith.
你知道以色列人他们在旷野倒闭，他们最大的问题就是不信的恶心。
When the Israelites fell in the wilderness, it's because of their unbelief.
那神要训练以利亚的信心。
Elisha would be trained by the Lord, his faith would be trained.
让他信而顺服。
Then he will trust and obey.
所以我们看到这个神就打发他到这个基利西去让乌鸦来供养他。
So the Lord sent him to the river so the raven will support him.
那我们知道这个他是吃死尸的哈。
We know we'll eat the dead bodies.
他叼来的肉你敢吃吗？
Would you eat something that's from raven?
然后有一次去一个 apartment 去接一个朋友。
I went to pick up a friend at one of the apartment.
刚好那个 apartment 的入口啊，就地上有一摊不知道是什么东西。
At the entrance of the apartment, there's something I don't know.
两只秃鹫，就秃鹰啊，正在那边撕 撕它的肉。
Some birds were eating that corpse vultures.
那我看的时候呢，那个时候我就马上想到这一段故事。
I saw that reminded me this story here.
哇，我想那是什么肉
？What kind of meat is that?
但是以利亚，他相信神供应给他的都是好的。
But Elijah trusts the Lord that whatever the Lord supplied is good.
因为是神吩咐乌鸦来供养他。
Because the Lord has commanded the raven to supply him.
他信而顺服，他就去。
He said the Lord and obeyed the Lord.
并且呢，我们也知道后来神也这个他呢去这个靠一个这个撒勒法的寡妇。
Also, the Lord sent him to a poor widow.
对，是一个穷寡妇。
A poor widow.
她这个做完一顿饭就准备跟她儿子一起，要死就死吧。
She was ready to die with her son after the meal.
但是呢，神打发大先知以利亚去投靠这个穷寡妇。
But the Lord sends Elijah, the great prophet, to rely on this poor widow.
神要训练他一件事情。
The Lord wants to train Elijah one thing.
训练我们面子的问题。
Train us to not to deal with our face.
你知道我们很多服事的时候，我们最难对付的就是我们面子自尊心的问题。
When we serve, is the most hard to deal with is our face and our pride.
其他的好说，什么时候这个一受伤呢，不得了。
When this is hurt, is very bad.
但是神一开始就要训练，去投靠一个穷。
And the Lord trained Elijah to rely on the poor widow.
而且以利亚有很好的学习。
Also, Elijah learned a good lesson.
你看他在那边的时候，他不是说好像个大先知说吩咐你说给我水喝，给我饼吃。
He was not commanding the poor widow to give him the bread or the water.
他说求你给我一点水喝。
He pleaded the widow to give him some bread.
他求你给我一些饼吃。
He pleaded the widow to give him some bread.
虽然是神吩咐他去，但是他还是在那边，处在一个卑微的地位上，即使是面对一个穷寡妇。
He learned the lesson of being humble.
这个神要对付他里面的一个骄傲。
The Lord wants to deal with his pride.
并且我们知道神然后对付他里面这一个对人有这种罪控告的毛病。
Also, the Lord wants to deal with the problem that he had to accuse others.
我们知道在罗马书那边这个神就讲到说这个以利亚他什么他这个控告这个以色列的百姓。
In the book of Romans tells us Elisha pleads the Lord against Israelites.
然后我们在看这个列王记上十九章的时候我们那个时候看他讲的这个义愤填膺啊好像讲的都是对的。
When we read the chapter 19, what he said seems to be right.
他讲的的确也是实话。
He has said the truth.
但是他的灵不对。
But his spirit was not right.
所以在罗马书那边的时候神就写了一笔说是他是控告以色列的百姓。
So the Lord had put in this phrase that he was accused, pleading the Lord against Israelites.
所以我们知道说神在他这边也要对付他肉体上这一种一种因着骄傲而控告定罪别人的这一个问题。
Also, the Lord wants to deal with him because of his pride that accuses others.
我们刚刚讲到极假的经历是代表说我们这个人的肉体需要被对付。
We have spoken about the experience in Gilgal that means our flesh needs to be dealt with.
这个罗马书七章那边讲到说我是属肉体的已经卖给罪了。
In Romans chapter 7 that says, I belong to the flesh, I was sold to the sin.
当这个以色列人他们从埃及出来的时候虽然他们人出了埃及但是他们这个人满脑子里面都是埃及。
When the Israelites was exiled from the Egypt, all their think about is Egypt, the things of Egypt.
他们虽然没有回到埃及去，但是他们脑子里面带着埃及到处跑。
Even though they did not return, but in their mind were filled with Egypt.
所以这个讲到说，埃及在他们身上留下，这个世界在他们身上留下了一个羞辱，啊，就是我们这个被罪已经啊这个玷污的这一个败坏的体，这个肉体。
This tells us you know, what the defile, what they were defiled in Egypt was the self in them.
我们要走属灵道路的第一站，就是要面对我们自己到底是一个什么样的人。
The first station of this spiritual path, we need to see what we can delve with ourselves.
在列王记上十七章那边一开始的时候，这个以利亚说到说他是。啊，这个我指着我所侍奉的永生神耶和华。
In the chapter 17 tells us, I proclaim the host, the Lord of hosts.
啊，那边中文是说我所侍奉啊的神，但是它英文呢是讲到说我所侍立啊，就是 stand 站立在神的面前。
But in English.They use stand before the Lord.
以利亚是一个常常站在神的面光之中的人。
Elijah is the one that stands before the in the light of the Lord.
这个是我们认识自己肉体的一个秘诀。
It's a secret to know the flesh of ours.
我们如果不常常在神的面光之中的话，我们会觉得我们自己还不错的。
If we are not in the light of our Lord, then we think ourselves pretty good.
我们祷告的时候，不明聚会。我们祷告的时候，我们觉得我们败坏，我们污秽，我们啊说的非常不好。
In a communion service, we may pray that we are not as good.
但是我们心里面对自己还是有那么一些欣赏。
But in our heart, that we still like ourselves.
特别当我们跟其他的弟兄姊妹比较的时候。我们觉得我们自己其实还可以的哈。
Especially when we compare to other brothers and sisters, we think ourselves is still okay.
但是如果你常常真的是侍立在神的面前，侍立在他圣灵的光中的话，你心里面会有不一样的，对自己有不一样的看法。
When you continually stand in the light of the Lord, you will see yourself differently.
就会真的是看到说，在我肉体里面无良善。
You will see no goodness flesh.
你会看到说，在我这里面，这一个人从头到脚没有好的。
You will see there's no good in any part of your body.
以利亚他是一个侍立在神面前的人。
Elijah is the one that stands in the light of the Lord.
神的光一直在照着他。
The light of the Lord shines on him.
他把他肉体中各样的光景都显明在他的面前。
All the condition of his flesh, the Lord shows him.
神可以在他身上除掉这个埃及的羞辱。
The Lord can remove the reproach of the Egypt from him.
神可以在他身上来做洁净的工作。
The Lord can work the cleansing work on him.
来除掉他身上的这一个肉体。
Remove the flesh.
那这个讲到吉甲的经历。
This is the experience of Gilgal.
那下一站呢？他们来到了伯特利。
The next station is Bethel.
那伯特利，我想我们很多弟兄姊妹到这个意思是代表神的家。
We know that Bethel is the house of the Lord.
这个故事呢是雅各的故事啊。我们知道雅各要逃亡的时候呢，他逃到一个地方，然后他累了，然后他拿一块石头就枕在头上就睡了。
Jacob was escaping from the, so he was tired, so he fell asleep.
那我们知道那个时候雅各他之所以要逃亡，是因为他骗了他哥哥的长子的名分，又骗了他长子的这个祝福，所以他哥哥要杀他，所以他才开始逃亡。
He was escaping from his brother because he stole his brother's blessing.
但是在这里神向他显现。
Here the Lord revealed himself to Jacob.
他显现，神向他显现以后，他一觉醒来以后，他心里面心生敬畏。
After he woke up, he has reverence in his heart.
他说这里是啊这个天的门啊这个神的家。
He said, "Here is the gate of heaven, the house of the Lord."
在这里我们看到神的家这一个字被启示出。
Here we see the house of the mansion of house of God.
然后他早上起来的时候，他把那个睡觉的石头立起来，然后浇油在上面。
When he woke up, he set up the pillar and poured oil on the top.
啊，他说这个要称作伯特利。
He calls this Bethel.
那这到底是什么意思？
What does that mean?
这边告诉我们说，雅各这一个人，啊，他本来是满了肉体的。
Here tells us that Jacob is full of flesh.
啊，这个我记得，我们平常都知道，这个雅各的意思就是抓的意思。
We know that Jacob means to grab.
啊，我记得在西安聚会，那个 Lance Lambert 弟兄特别讲说，他这个抓的意思还有这个 twisted 的这个意思。
Well, I remember Brother Lambert has mentioned that.Even grab means twisted.
啊，所以他的名字也有诡诈的意思。
His name also means crab.
所以我们看到说，这一个人本来是这个充满着诡诈，充满着一些这个以己为中心的一个个性。
He's filled with craftiness and self-centered.
但是神给他一个启示，就是说有一天他所睡的那块石头。要变成这个神的家。
But the Lord gave him a revelation that where he slept will become the house of the Lord.
那一段故事放在这里是做什么呢？
Why this story is placed here?
也就是告诉我们说，我们走属灵的道路的时候，第一，我们要面对我们自己的肉体；第二呢，我们要认识神的家。
When we are on this spiritual path, we need to deal with ourselves.
因为我们，对不起。
And we also need to learn about the house of God.
因为我们做基督徒不是做个别的。
We are not just individual Christians.
我们如果是个别的基督徒，就算我们觉得我们再属灵的话，那还是不合神。
Even though we are spiritual as individual, that is not the will of God.
你看到雅各他那做早上起来做了这么一个动作，石头立起来，浇油在上面，然后说这是伯特利。
When Jacob arose and he set up the pillar and poured oil on it, said, "This is Bethel."
他后面一生的故事就给我们看见圣灵在他身上的工作。
And the story of his life showed us the Spirit is working in his life.
这一块石头本来是旷野一块根本没有人注意的一块石头。
This pillar is just a stone in the wilderness. No one pay attention.
但是有一天，当这个膏油也讲到圣灵浇在他上面的时候，他这个有一天要作为神的家。
When the oil is poured on this pillar, that means the Spirit fills it.
就像我们本来是污秽败坏的一般罪人。
It's just like we are defiled and corrupted sinners.
但是神的灵降到我们的身上，有一天把我们要做成活石。
When the Spirit came upon us, and then we become the living stone.
在彼得前面讲说主乃活石我来到他面前呢也就像活石。
Lord is the living stone. When we came before him, we are just like him.
但是我们看到不是说我们一接受主我们好像这个活石就成功了就可以拿来建造圣殿。
It's not just as soon as we receive the Lord.And we can become the living stone and to be built up in the house of the Lord.
你看神后面用了几十年的时间在雅各身上做这样的一个工作。
The Lord used several decades on Jacob to do this work.
神用20年的时间在他身上做十字架破碎的工作。
The Lord used 20 years to deal with him to be broken.
我们知道在庇努以勒他那边就瘸了。
He was lame.Became lame.
那在那边呢，神也跟他讲说，你的名字可以，就是不再叫雅各，要叫以后要叫以色列。
The Lord told him you will no longer call Jacob, but your name is Israel.
但是并不他已经成就了。
Doesn't mean he's established.
神继续在他身上要做工。
The Lord is continuing his work.
我们看到未来的这个多少年里面，神在他身上要做一个工作，叫十字架的剥夺。
The Lord continued to work on the work of the cross on Jacob.
他的女儿底拿被玷污。
His daughter was defiled.
他最心爱的妻子拉结难产死在路上。
His precious wife died on the way.
他的长子污秽了他的床。
His eldest son has defiled his bed.
他最心爱的儿子约瑟被他哥哥卖了。
His precious son was sold by his brother.
神在他身上做剥夺的工作。
The Lord is dealing with him.
他太会抓了。
He is so easy. He knows how to grab.
他抓了许多他认为最宝贵的东西。
He's grabbing the precious to him.
神一样剥夺掉。
The Lord is moving one by one.
最后他抓了他的最小的儿子，贝雅悯。
He got hold of his youngest son Benjamin.
神这个也要剥夺。
The Lord will remove that.
约瑟别的都没兴趣，就是要把这个便雅悯要他哥哥把他带去埃及。
Joseph wanted to his brothers to bring Benjamin to Egypt.
在那边，雅各讲说，他最后终于他的手放松了。
Jacob said that he can let go.
他说我若丧了儿子，就丧了儿子吧。
If I had lost my son, let it be.
他被主剥夺到最后的时候，他进入十字架的死。
He entered into the death of the cross.
我若丧了儿子，就丧了儿子吧。
If I had lost son, let it be.
他一切都交在主手里。
All things into the Lord, the hand of the Lord.
不久以后，当约瑟的这个从埃及派来的车马在他面前的时候
，When Joseph sends all the carriages to him,
他的心就苏醒过来。
His heart was awake.
他就从死里面复活出来。
He was resurrected from his heart.
你知道，在那个时候，雅各就成为一个明亮的雅各。
At that time, he became a shining Jacob.
神用这么雅各几乎是一生之久的时间，把他从一个旷野毫无用处的一块石头，做成一个可以建造圣殿的活石。
The Lord has worked on him so that he was a useless stone in the wilderness become a living stone that he can be built into the house of the Lord.
这个跟我们看到跟刚刚吉甲的故事有一点类似。
There's similarity to the story that was Gilgal.
但是还多一点。
And there's a little bit more.
因为这一块石头是用来建造圣殿。
Because this stone is to be used to build in the house of the Lord.
要被建造成为灵宫的。
It's to be built up in the spiritual house.
以弗所书那边讲到说，耶稣基督是房角石，然后各房要靠着他联络的合适，要被建造起来。
In Ephesians tells us that the Lord is the cornerstone that all will be fitted together to build a holy temple in the Lord.
所以在神的心意里面，不是一块一块活石放在那边就好了。
In the will of the Lord doesn't mean that in each individual living stone.
活石有它的价值，是因为有一天它要被建造在一起，成为灵宫。
The living stone has its preciousness because it will be built up together.
成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
To become the house where the Lord will dwell.
但是如果我们没有吉甲的经历的话
，If we don't have the experience of Gilgal,
到神的家。很麻烦。
We come into the Lord, the house of the Lord. There's some trouble.
要不然我们很容易受。
We'll be hurt easily.
要不然我们很容易伤人。
Or we might hurt others.
但是无论如何，我们需要进入到神的家里面。
No matter what, we need to enter into the house of the Lord.
而且这一个关系是真正是彼此建造的关系。
And this relationship is to build each other.
也就是说，你的弟兄姊妹。我们在一起的时候，真的是你的弟兄姊妹。
When we are together, they are truly our brothers and sisters.
不是光是主日坐我旁边的那一个。
It's not just someone sits right next to you on Sunday.
也许有一个弟兄他没有工作的时候，你会像你哥哥没有工作那么着急。
You are worried when a brother doesn't have his job just like work. When you worry about your own brother doesn't have your job, a job.
你教会里面一个姊妹，她得了。什么病的时候，你会觉得就像你姐姐生病那么难过。
When a sister in the church was
ill, then you will worry about her just like your own sister was ill.
这个是活实真实的树。
This is the building of a living stone.
这个必须是靠着神的膏油在我们的身上来做这样的工作。
We need to depend on the Holy Spirit to work this kind of work in us.
那还不止如此。
Now it's so.
我们知道他们到了伯特利以后，他们下一站要进入耶利哥，要去经过耶利哥。
We know that they will pass Jericho.
耶利哥给我们看到是一个属灵征战的原则。
We see the principle of warfare in Jericho.
因为我们知道在这个约书亚记第六章那边的时候，我们看到这个以色列人他们过了约旦河进入迦南以后的第一场征战就是耶利哥的征战。
We see the first battle they face after they cross the River Jordan is the battle of Jericho.
那这一站就告诉我们在迦南地征战的原则。
This shows us the principle of battlefield.
知道刚刚我们讲伯特利讲到神的家，讲到教会。
When we spoke about Bethel, they talk about church.
我们讲到教会的时候，我们当然知道教会今天我们在这边预备，我们在装扮整齐，等着这个我们的主新郎回来迎娶。
We are preparing ourselves so that the bridegroom will come to receive us.
但是那只是一方面而已。
That's only one aspect.
教会今天也担负着属灵征战的一个责任。
Church also has the responsibility to.Being the warfare.
今天教会如果在属灵的征战上面没有份的话，这个教会是没有功用的。
If the church loses its function, when they do not participate in the spiritual warfare.
但是属灵也必须要有前面基甲的经历和伯特利的经历。
The warfare you have to start with the experiencingand Gilgal and Bethel.
如果没有伯特利的经历的话，我们发现我们的征战是这个叫单兵作战。
If you don't have the experience in Bethel, then you are fighting alone.
那这样子的话，我们很容易就被仇敌吃掉。
We are very easily defeated by the enemy.
或者你不觉得仇敌在攻击你。
Maybe you don't think the enemy is attacking.
因为仇敌根本没有把你放在眼里。
Because the enemy don't think of you as someone important.
如果你在这个仇敌的眼中是一个征战的，对他来讲是一个威胁的话，他必定要找你。
If the enemy is threatened by you, he will surely come to you.
我们需要在教会在身体里面来面对这一场征战。
We need to participate in this spiritual warfare in the body of Christ.
当然我们更 也是需要这个基甲的经历。
We also need the experience Gilgal.
如果没有基甲的经历的话，那很多时候我们叫这个自相残杀。
We don't have the experience of Gilgal, then we are killing each other.
这个有一句术语叫这个 friendly fire.
There's a saying friendly fire.
你知道这个派出去打仗死的最冤枉的就是这种被 friendly fire 打死的。
When the soldiers are sent out, they are killed by the friendly fire. Those are the most.
所谓 friendly fire 就是被自己人打死的。
That means you are killed by your fellow soldiers.
如果我们没有机甲的经历的话，我们常常都是在那边打 friendly fire.
If we don't have the experience of Gilgal, we are doing the friendly fire.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
真正你去打仗的时候，这个被 friendly fire 打死了就打死了。
When you are fighting the war, if you are killed by the friendly fire, then that's it.
但是在属灵的征战上，神有更美的心意。
But in the spiritual warfare, the Lord has the better.
在属灵的征战上面，常常 friendly fire 你是越打越成熟，越打越强壮。
In the spiritual warfare, if you are fighting the friendly fire, you will become more mature and grow up.
所以我们要看到我们有了基甲的经历，我们有了伯特利的经历，我们现在要来到耶利哥的经历。
When we have both the experience of Gilgal and Bethel, we will come to the experience of Jericho.
那耶利哥我们知道他们征战的方式非常特别。
They have a special way to find the battle of Jericho.
那耶利哥他们这个打的方式呢，就是这个绕城转七天。
They will surround the city for seven days.
啊，前面最前面走的是拿兵器。
The first, the leading warriors.
然后七个祭司在那边吹羊角。
And seven servants will, priests will blow the ram horn.
然后后面呢是抬着约柜。
Priests will carry the ark.
啊，前六天呢每天转一。
The first 6 days it was around the city once.
到第七天的时候，他们转七圈。
Now on the seventh day, they surround the city seven times.
大声呼喊的时候，城墙就塌。
When they shout, then the wall fall.
这个是属灵征战的原则。
This is the principle of spiritual warfare.
有的时候我们看到这些人在那边绕城的时候，啊，你想想看，那个前面拿着兵器的一些人啊，都是勇士。
When you think about it, when they are surrounding the city, those people that are leading the group, they are warriors.
面对这个坚固的耶利哥城啊，这个啊雄壮的这个敌军。
When they see the strong enemy and the walls are big and tall.
啊，看起来好像大家都是一副准备要这个。啊，壮烈成人要这个奋不顾身的样子。
They are ready to die in the battle.
啊，都是啊，英勇壮士。
They are valiant warriors.
但是到最末了约书亚记最末了到23章的时候，啊，约书亚在他那个时候已经老了，他突然讲了一句话说，啊，其实为你们征战的是耶和华。
At the end of Joshua. He says, the Lord has been fighting for you.
你看那场征战就是这个样子。
You see that's what happened in that battle.
看着好像啊拿着兵器走在前面，但是最后呢啊不是他们把那个墙用什么东西给打垮了，而是什么？他们一喊叫呼喊的时候呢，这个墙就垮了。
When they shout, the wall has collapsed.It's not that they use their weapons to make the enemy surrender.
他们唯一做的事情就是听神的话。
The only thing they did is to listen to the Lord.
神要他们绕城，他们就绕城。
The Lord wants to surround the city, they did.
耶稣啊，他们前面的时候不准呼喊，连话都不准说，他们就什么话都不说。
Joshua told them to be silent, they kept silent.
然后替他们征战的是神。
The Lord had fought the battle for them.
这个也是我们今天征战的原则。
This is the principle for us also.
我们今天征战的原则也是，啊，神是我们的元帅。
The Lord is our general.
他指挥我们的每一步。
He commands each of our steps.
真正来说，我们做的是什么呢
？Truly, what is our way?
就像我们看到耶利哥的这一场征战。有这个祭司在吹羊角，也有祭司在抬约柜。
We see priests are carrying the ark and going the ram horns.
他们所做的啊，就是吹羊角，然后抬约柜。
All they do is just carry the ark and blow the horn.
在新约，在启示录那边啊，他把启示录12章第10节。
In the Revelation.Chapter 12 tells us.
他说：“我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到。”
Now the salvation, the power, and the kingdom of our God and the authority of His Christ have come.
然后后面他讲到说什么？弟兄胜过他，是因为羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。
And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony.
今天我们属灵征战的原则就是在这里。
Today, this is our principle of spiritual warfare.
当祭司在那边吹起羊角的时候，他吹的是什么？他吹的是传扬主的救恩能力。
When the priests blow the ram horn, that means to proclaim the salvation's power.
我们今天不是靠我们自己的力量来征战。
We are not fighting by our strength.
我们乃是高举主的救恩和能力。
We exalt His power and His strength.
他的国度并他的权柄。
Him and His authority.
而且我们知道， 更重要的是后面你看到这一些人他们是扛着神的见证。
The most importantly, they are carrying the testimony of God.
扛着神的见证也就是说我们今天不只是在传一件事情而且我们活着就是为这一件事情。
We are not only living for this, we are not only preaching about this, we are living for this.
就像以利亚他的名字叫耶和华是神。
It's just like Elisha's name means Jehovah is God.
当我们这个扛起这个神的见证的时候，也就是说，我们让这个见证在我们的身上是显明的。
When we carry the testimony of God, that means we reveal His testimony on us.
那我们看到说，在这边他们做的就是这一件事情，他们传扬主的救恩，传扬主的能力，然后呢，他们自己见证神所做成的这一切。
They proclaim the power of God and they also bear the testimony for God.
只有这个才能够胜过仇。
Only this way will overcome the enemy.
弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。
They overcame him because of the blood of the lamb and the word of the testimony.
我们如果像我们如果认识羔羊的血的话，我们就知道这里面所包含的能力是有多大。
If we know the blood of the Lamb, we know such power that is included.
我们如果真正相信我们所传的话，这边讲到说，弟兄胜过他，不仅是因为羔羊的血，还有呢自己所见证的道。
They overcame the enemy because of the word of the testimony.
今天。我们知道这耶利哥的战争是迦南地的第一场征战。
We know the battle of Jericho is the first battle.
迦南地的征战是真正与这个仇敌就是得产业的征战。
The battles in land of Canaan that means they will for the inheritance.
就好像这个保罗在以弗所书里面讲到，不是与属血气战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的。
Paul tells us we are fighting against the powers in the world and focus on darkness against the spiritual forces of wickedness.
如果我们今天停留在旷野的阶段的话，我们还见不到这种征战。
If we stay in the situation that we are still in the wilderness, we will not witness this battle.
但是我们如果从过了基甲以后的话，我们就应该要面对这样的征战。
After Gilgal, we will have to face this kind of battle.
这个征战是神呼召我们要来进入的一场征战。
This battle is why the Lord calls us to be entered into.
那我们继续讲下一站。
Let's continue to the next station.
下一站讲到约。
That means crossing the River Jordan.
他们最后过了约旦河。
Past the River Jordan. River Jordan.
约旦河我们当然很，就是说我们知道，就是当这个以色列人他们经过旷野以后，他们从约旦河进入了迦南。
We know that they crossed the Jordan and entered into the land of Canaan.
我们受浸的时候，我们常常讲到我们受浸是归入基督的死。
When we are baptized, we are entering into the death of Christ.
然后我们也与他一同复活。
We are resurrected with him.
但是我们受浸以后一生的时间呢，主要把这件事情做成在我们身上。
After we are baptized, the Lord will work the work on us.
这个是讲到约旦河的一个经历。
This means the experience of crossing Jordan.
因为你看到说在约旦河那边他们埋了十二块石头下去，然后从水里又拿了十二块石头进入到迦南。
At the river, they buried 12 stones and carried 12 stones from the river.
这边讲到说，这个旷野的终就结束在旧人倒闭在旷野，旧的一代倒闭在旷野，新的一代呢从水里出来进入迦南。
The old generation had died at the wilderness, and the new generation will cross the Jordan and enter into the land of Canaan.
我自己常常有一个想法，我也不晓得是不是完全对。
I have a thought. I don't know if it's right or not.
你知道以色列人他这个过了两道水。
You know, the Israelites had crossed two rivers.
哦，他先过红海。
They crossed the Red Sea.
然后四十年之后再过约旦河。
After 40 years, they crossed Jordan.
过红海的时候表示已经离开了世界。
When they crossed the Red Sea, that means they left the world.
那过约旦河的时候表示啊，这个旧人已经死了埋葬了，然后新人呢进入迦南。
When they cross the Jordan, that means the old man has buried and the new man entering the land of Canaan.
那中间的这一段呢，就叫旷野。
The middle portion of is wilderness.
也就是我们今天什么时候我们的心还一直是跟埃及在那边牵牵挂挂的。
When we still have thoughts about Egypt.
啊，就像第一代的以色列人说，我们不如回埃及去吧。
Just like the first generation of Israelites, they want to go back.
然后我们又不想进入迦南。
Yet they don't want to go into the land of Canaan.
啊，因为那边仇敌太可怕了。
Because the enemy is so great.
如果我们停留在啊这个从红海下去，然后又没从约旦河出来的话呢，我们就中间这一段呢就叫旷野。
When we are in between the crossing the Red Sea and the crossing the Jordan, we are in the wilderness.
我们许多时候花了很多的时间都是在这一个阶段。
We have spent so much time in the wilderness.
但是什么时候真正一过了约旦河，你就发现这一个人，这一个圣徒啊，这一个被神所拯救的圣徒呢，就成为属灵征战的一个国度的勇士。
Whenever you cross the Jordan, you have become a warrior of the Lord.
你发现在这边，以利亚就被提了。
You see that Elijah is ascended.
我们看这段圣经的时候，我们觉得他过了约旦河以后，啊，跟以利沙还说了几句话。但是如果你把那个对话拿掉的话，他其实过去以后，下一件事情他就被提了。
He has some conversation with Elisha, but if you taken that away, then that means he was taken away.
也就是说，我们今天如果这个我们当初受尽的这一个实际。在我们身上真正成就了的话
If the reality of baptism is truly realizing in us
那就是到了升天的时候
That means the time to be taken up
那个时候也是成为真正啊在国度征战的勇士
That means you have become the warrior to fight the spiritual battle
在这个启示录里面你看到这个那个男一生下来就提到宝座。
Man child had born in the Revelation. He was taken up to the throne.
所以我们今天来看这个属灵的四战的时候，我们发现第一战是从肉体对付我们的肉体开始。
When we look at the four stations, the first station is to deal with our flesh.
第二战。讲到说我们要认识并且要进入神的家。
The second station means we need to know and enter into the house of the Lord.
啊，第三站让我们看到我们今天在地上不仅是我们自己啊，这个聚会，我们有一个我们很喜欢的教会就好的，我们还面对了一场属灵的征战。
The third station means that we not only have a church that we like to go to, we need to enter into the spiritual battle.
当这一切的实际。真正成就的时候，那个表示受尽这一件事实在我们身上是成就。
And all these have been realized in our lives. That means the reality of baptism is realizing our life.
你看以利亚他就被提了。
You see Elijah was taken up.
那我们还要再来看一点，看一点以利沙的故事。
We want to see the story about Elisha.
我们讲了很多以利亚的。这个故事我想我今天可能讲得非常的杂。
I've been sharing the story of Elisha.
但是真正以利亚的故事，
Elijah.
真正以利亚的故事是让我们看到说我们怎么来学习以利亚的这个见证。
The Elijah story tells us how we should learn about the testimony of Elijah.
我们常常都希望说我们能够一下子就像以利亚一样不知道从哪里就冒出来
We often want to be like Elijah just like that
但是以利沙的故事告诉我们如何从以利亚身上来学功课
But the story of Elisha tells us how we should learn from Elijah.
伊丽莎的故事，我们刚刚先前稍微跳到这个，前面也念了几节圣经。
We have read some scripture about Elisha.
你发现很特别的一件事，就是他本来在那边耕地。
One thing we see that he was plowing.
然后以利亚跑过去，把他的外衣给他一盖，然后好像他就着迷了。
When Elisha put the mantle on Elisha, then Elisha becomes drawn to Elijah.
他就说，请你让我回去，与父母亲嘴，然后我就跟从你。
So he told Elisha says that, please allow me to kiss my father and mother, then I will follow you.
以利亚说，我对你向你做的是什么啊？你回去吧。
Elijah tells him, what did I did to you? Just
那你看到在那边，神的灵抓住了伊丽莎。
Here we see the spirit of God has captured Elisha.
我们看到这那件外衣，最后我们刚刚在读十这个二章这边的时候，我们看到那个外衣，当他得到那件外衣的时候，他也得到了这个双倍的灵。
When he received the mantle from Elijah, he has received a double portion of the spirit.
所以当以利亚在列王记上十九章那边把那个外衣搭在他身上的时候，你发现他这个人就被圣灵所抓住了。
When Elijah put the mantle on Elisha, Elisha was captured by the Spirit.
我们今天很容易被世上很多的事情抓住。
We are so easily by be captivated by the things of the world.
我们很容易被世界上的名利啊，或者是这个享受啊这些东西抓住我们的心。
We are captivated from the fame or the money from the world.
可能这个青年人很容易被这个 internet 抓住。
Especially the young one, they like the internet so much.
但是以利沙他被神的灵抓住。
But Elisha was captured by the spirit of God.
他被神的灵抓住的时候，你发现他只有一个心智，就是要跟从以利亚。
When he was captured by the Spirit, he only wanted to follow Elisha.
但是你又知道，他不是要跟从以利亚这个人。
He didn't want to follow Elijah, this person.
因为你从他这个以利亚说你要什么这件事情，他看出来他到底要什么。
When Elijah asked him, "What do you see?" You see, Elisha truly wants.
他说我要感动你的灵，加倍的感动我。
I want.The spirit that moved in you doubled portion and on me.
所以他眼睛看到一个东西，是以利亚身上有一个灵。
He sees there's a spirit in Elijah.
这个灵吸引着他。
Spirit draws him.
这个灵抓住他。
This captured him.
这一件事情值得他所有的东西来跟从以利亚。
This thing is very worthy for him to put down all things to follow Elijah.
你发现他在那边，他。这个你知道他有十二对牛，然后他杀了其中一对，然后就把它献为祭。
He has 12 pairs of oxen, so he killed one pair and offered up.
你看到在那里，他等于就是把他自己给献上。
So it's just like he had offered himself.
他被神的灵抓住以后，他就把自己就献给神。
When he was captured by the spirit of God, he offered consecrated himself.
但是你发现他把自己献给神以后，他做什么事呢？
After he had offered himself, what did he do?
他服侍以利亚。
He served Elijah.
他倒水在以利亚手上。
He poured water on the hands of Elijah.
我们知道那个时代没有这个水龙头哈。
At that time, no running water.
所以你要洗手的时候，仆人拿个水罐子倒你手上。
So when you wash your hands, your servant needs to pour water on your hands.
你发现他这样子来服侍以利亚。
He is serving Elijah this way.
我们不要忘了，以利沙是有钱人家的子弟啊。
Don't forget, Elisha's family is rich.
你看他还有十二对牛，他自己跟在第十二对那边。
He's plowing with 12 pairs of oxen.
我们教会有一个姊妹，她们年轻的时候也是在农家，她说这个在农家的话，这个。有钱没钱就看你有几条牛。
There's a sister in our church that she said, depending how many oxen you have, that will judge you how rich you are.
那以利亚呢?
How about Elijah?
他还是投靠一个穷寡妇。
He went to a poor widow.
哦，他是标准的无产阶级。
He has no property.
但是你看到以利沙，他后面优越的生活，他把自己献上去服侍以利亚。
Elijah put down all his prosperity and go serve Elijah.
因为他看见以利亚身上有一个灵，这个灵是他愿意使。我们今天很多时候，我们要么我们对神的家不太关心。
Sometimes we don't care about the house of God.
我们可能也不是很追求。
We don't pursue the Lord.
但什么时候我们一热心起来的时候，我们就很希望我们一下子就变成以利亚，或者我们至少变成保罗吧。
When we have the zeal, then we want to become Elijah or Paul.
以利亚不知道是哪里就突然这个就冒出来了。
Then the Elijah will suddenly happen.
我们弟兄刚刚讲这个保罗还大光照一下。
Our brother shared that Paul was enlightened by the great light.
我们何等盼望大光我们就变保罗。
We want to have a great light shine on us so we can become Paul.
觉得主今天让我们学习不是这一条路。
I don't think the Lord wants us to learn our lessons this way.
我觉得主呼召今天在呼召的是更多更多像提摩太提多这样的人。
I think the Lord is calling more Titus and Timothy.
像路加像马可这样的人。
Like Luke and Mark.
像推基谷像这个亚里达谷这样的人。像以巴佛，像以巴佛提这样的人
，and many and many others，
这一些人，他们为了神的国、神的义，他们服侍保罗，他们愿意做一些人家看起来是很低微的事情，但是他们为了神的国、神的义，他们愿意卑微下来。
For the sake of the kingdom and the service of the Lord, they are willing to humble themselves to serve Paul.
他们看到保罗身上有一个灵。
See, there's a spirit in Paul.
就像以利沙看到以利亚的身上有灵。
Just like Elisha saw the spirit in Elijah.
他说我要得到双倍这样的福利。
He said, I want the double portion of that spirit.
以利亚他被称为是神人。
Elijah was called the man of God.
不仅是那个撒勒法的寡妇称他是神人。
Not only the poor widow called him the man of God.
连去抓他的那个武士夫长也说他是神人。
And the soldier that wants to capture him is called him a man of God.
因为神的灵在他的身上是这样的明显。
Because the spirit in him is so obvious.
你赞成他的人，反对的人都说他是神人。
No matter you are for him or against him, they all call him man of God.
以利沙他要得到这样的灵。
Elisha wants to gain this spirit.
但是他这样子跟以利亚求，他说我要得这个感动你的灵，双倍感动我的时候，以利亚说这难得。
When Elisha is pleading with Elijah that the double portion of your spirit be upon me, and Elisha told him that is very difficult.
但是你若看见我，你就得着。
If you see me, then you will have.
不然你就得不到。
Or else you will not be.
那我们从那段对话里面，我们看到，到底以利沙看到了没有呢？
Did Elisha really see that?
我们看到，当火车火马把他们隔开的时候，然后这个旋风接以利亚升天的时候，以利沙看见了。
When the chariot of fire and horses of fire had received the Elijah,
那他看见了什么呢？
Did Elisha truly see? What did he see?
当我们知道他看见这个以利亚被旋风接这个接升天了。
We know that he saw Elijah went up by a whirlwind.
但是他最后有一段呼喊，他说：“我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战车马兵。”
But he shouted out, my father, chariots of Israel.And its horsemen.
以利亚在以利沙的眼中是什么？
What is Elijah to Elisha?
以色列的战车。
He is the chariot of Israel.
当他看见了这个的时候，他得到了。
When he sees this, he has obtained it.
今天我们，哦，很多我听过很多弟兄姊妹都有这样的祷告，包括我自己，我也这样祷告过。愿感动以利亚的灵加倍的感动我。
I've heard prayers that the spirit that moves in Elijah double portion be upon me.
但是问题是我们求这个是为什么？
When we plead for this, why?
让我们自己感觉好一些。
Does it make us feel good?
让别人很羡慕我们。
So that people will admire us?
不，如果我们要这个以利亚的灵是为了我们要成为国度征战的勇士的话，神会给我们。
If we want a spirit because we want to become a warrior to fight for the spiritual battle, then the Lord will give us this spirit. Elisha sees that Elijah is the chariot of Israel and the...
他愿意承接以利亚的见证。
He wants to continue the testimony of
Elijah. 他愿意承接以利亚的职分。
He wants to continue the ministry.
他愿意披上他的外衣，继续走他这条路。
He wants to be covered by the mantle so he can walk this way.
我们知道神这个在马拉基书那边告诉我们说，在大而可畏的日子来以前，以利亚要来的。
In Malachi tells us that when the awesome days come, then Elijah will come.
但是在那个日子来到之前，神要差遣许多带着以利亚的心智能力的人来。
The Lord will send those who have Elijah's will to this place. The spirit of Elijah.
我们知道施洗约翰是一个。
We know that John the Baptist is one.
那我们，你知道施洗约翰他那个在路加福音讲到说他来还有一个任务，为主预备何用的百姓。
He has another purpose that he will prepare the people.
在神来到这个我们的主再回来以前，他需要预备更多合用的器皿。
Before the second coming of the Lord, he will prepare more vessel that he can use.
是更多渴望带着以利亚的灵来的。
More vessels that has the spirit of Elijah.
是愿意承接以利亚的见证。
More people that will continue the testimony of Elijah.
愿意在国度的征战里面。把自己摆上去。
Willing to put yourself in the battle of in the spiritual battle.
因为我们弟兄姊妹都有这样子的一个心智。
May all the brothers and sisters have this spirit.
求主真的是照着我们所求的来答应我们。
May the Lord answer our prayer.
你知道这个约翰安德烈。他们听到约翰讲说看那神的羔羊的时候，他们就跟从了主。
When the disciples heard that, they will follow the Lord.
主耶稣看着他们回过头来就问他们一句，你们要什么？
The Lord turned back and asked them, what do you see?
What do you want?
What do you want?
今天主同样在问我们一个问题，我们要什么？
The Lord is also asking us, what do we want?
我们要的东西是对的话，主要给我们。
If what we want is right, then He will give us.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
所以我们低头有点祷告。
Let's pray.
求我们感谢赞美。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们实在是求你赐给我们一个心智，主啊，让我们愿意，真的是。能够承接以利亚的见证。
To give it a spirit so that we can continue the testimony.
让我们真的是愿意面对我们自己的肉体。
So that we are willing to face our flesh.
让我们愿意把自己放在神的家中。
So we are willing to commit ourselves in the house of God.
让我们愿意成为国度征战的勇士。
So we are willing to be the spiritual warrior.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
The Lord, please help us.
愿你再来。
May you come.
感谢赞美你。
Praise you and thank you.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen. Amen.